Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Oh, why don't you talk about the Dolans? Oh, hey, bleep the Dolans, right? The bigger picture is this team has ownership that will never allow them to ever win a World Series. Guys, I'm not doing this crap. I'm not telling you to not have criticisms of the Dolan. What I'm saying is there's a time and a place when we can bitch about ownership, and there's a time and a damn place where we can credit a team for what they did. And that team is that front office that half of you wanted to fire damn 6 months ago. If you want to bitch about the Dolans, bitch about the Dolans, do it somewhere else. All right. That video, many people have seen it, and it was interesting. This is a occupational hazard. I think a lot of people were thinking, I was saying, you can't complain about the Dolans. I just think there's a time and place for that conversation. And the problem is, there is a segment of fans who the only conversation they can have about the Guardians after something goes wrong is bleep the Dolans. Mm. And at some point, it is not interesting. At some point, there is no value in continuing to hammer a family who, while they absolutely should spend more money, I don't think that's up for debate. They're doing so in a broken economical system in baseball where, and I thought Lima did a great job of pointing this out, 25 of 30 owners cry poor and cry, and so 25 out of 30 fan bases feel like their ownership is cheap in baseball. That's part and parcel to the economic structure of baseball, which is unfeasible. And not just unfeasible for Cleveland and Tampa and Milwaukee. It's unfeasible for the 1%. The Yankees can't keep handing out 13-year deals worth $500, $600 million. We're running out of teams to do that outside of the Dodgers, who just kick everything to 10 years down the road. So it's, I just continue to come back to, like, yesterday to me was about the story of that season and what has been accomplished. And if we're starting to talk about why this season fell short of where you might have wanted to in the big picture, while the Dolans are always going to be a part of that, we should just say it. Like, Antonetti and Chernoff did not have a good enough offseason when it came to finding bats to boost this lineup.
Yeah, your offseason acquisitions were Carlos Santana, Paul Sewald. Like, that ultimately,
Jacob Junis, who actually was probably one of your best free agent signings.
It wasn't enough. And you look at, like, what went wrong on the field and what ultimately led to the demise of this team. Well, it was the fact that you had the worst batting average that the MLB postseason has ever seen since 1906. Like, that's why this team ultimately was bounced. However, I agree with you that, like, there are ways to have constructive conversations about the Guardians instead of just throwing your hands up in the air and saying, well, the Dolans are cheap. Well, okay, that may be true.
That is true.
However,
it is true. They don't spend enough money on the, and there's a myriad of reasons why that is. But yeah, it's true. Like, we can say that.
We could also say, like, okay, what happened if they would have listened to us and called up CJ Cephas and Chase DeLauder when people started campaigning for them, when we realized that the veterans that they had on this roster were not cutting it? Like, there are other healthy ways to talk about this baseball team other than just to consistently complain that there's not enough money being spent. Like, of course there's not enough money being spent.
I think maybe my frustration is that is a valid point. The Dolans don't spend enough money. Now, I will say they spend money in development. They spend money in the minor leagues. They spend money in terms of having one of the most robust analytics and coaching staffs in baseball. Those things do matter. But in terms of free agents and retaining players, they don't spend enough money. But at the same point, they also foster the rare environment that Dan Gilbert has not consistently done in Cleveland. Although I think he's done a better job since LeBron left again, but that Jimmy Haslam apparently has never done. I've got one owner.
I saw a lot of that yesterday. Well,
I'll be honest with you. If your rebuttal to the whatever Dolan's issue you have is if Jimmy Haslam was the Browns owner, we'd have won, or the Guardians owner, we would have won 3 World Series already. No, you wouldn't have. Because you'd be on regime 10 by now.
And hey, guys, Jimmy Haslam had the most expensive roster in the NFL last year, and he won 3 games.
Yeah, and so they are the polar opposites of each other. There is, I'm going to spend every possible cent that I can to build a winner, but can't get out of your own way because you need to be a part of the equation instead of just letting football people do football things. It is, we have to try and be the smartest people in the room to show everybody how smart we are at football. But I'm going to spend every dollar I can to make it happen. And then there's the other side that it's, we're going to stay out of the way of the baseball guys. We're going to let them make the decisions that best benefit them. We're not going to breathe down their neck if they have a bad season or an off season. We're going to support them to a limit. Like, the reality is Jimmy Haslam wouldn't have any more success with the Guardians because there would be reasons why, one, he wouldn't spend the way he does with the Browns because he wouldn't make what he makes with the Browns. And two, he's not good at being an owner. He's not good at the things that you need to do specifically in baseball. Baseball takes 5 to 7 years to turn the Rockies. The Rockies just had a top 5 pick last year. They're going to have another one this next year. The Rockies had 43 wins this year. They're such in a bad spot. It's going to take them 3 to 5 to 7 years to get out of where they are because of malfeasance in ownership and because of a bad front office.
It takes like patience.
But if you're going to knock the Dolans, and it's a fair knock about spending, you have to concede that how they allow baseball guys to do baseball things for baseball people, not necessarily for players, but for baseball people, has turned this into a mecca where Terry Francona wants to come, where Chris Antonetti and Mark Chernoff have had multiple opportunities to go elsewhere and have decided to stay in Cleveland. They've become the place where future GMs and future managers make their way through Cleveland before going elsewhere in Minnesota and this, that, and the other. Like, both of those things are true, not just the side that you are most pissed about or most passionate about.
Right, and I do get it, like, from the fan side of things. Like, it would be a lot more fun if you had a big offseason acquisition. If they went and did the Edwin Encarnacion thing this year, you know, where you go get a big free agent bat. Say they go get Pete Alonso. People would be overjoyed with emotion, but
unless he sucks.
That's the
everybody
piece of
wanted
it.
Nick That's Swisher and Michael Bourne, and then they sucked here, and then we spent 2 years bitching about how we couldn't do anything because those two free agents sucked here.
Yep.
Like, and by the way, Pete Alonso, in and of himself, does not fix this lineup.
Nope.
By the way, huge help. If Pete Alonso's Pete Alonso next year, Hosey's better, and if Kwan's still here, Kwan's better. Fair. The problem is you still have 2 or 3 more spots. You have too many holes in the lineup, even with Pete Alonso.
And you know what could help that? Patience. And I know that's the last thing that fans want to hear, but you need to see if Manzardo can develop into that 30 home run hitter that you're looking for consistently. You need to see what you can get out of your young guys that you finally, it took a minute, right? But you need to see what George Valera is going to give you. You need to see what Chase DeLauder is going to give you. We haven't even mentioned Travis Bazzano. We haven't even mentioned Ralphie Velasquez, who had a great year in Double A Akron by all accord. Like, I know it's the last thing that fans want to hear because you've been waiting since 1948. And there's a lot of people like my dad who are getting tired of waiting because they just want to see one.
By the way, a fair amount of us have not been. I've been waiting since 1985. All right. Like this. My grandma. My great-grandma, Blanche, who started listening to Guardians games on radio back when they were the Indians and would keep score, but like a fireside chat while FDR spoke, right? She waited from 1948 till she passed away in the 2000s. My grandma Barb, who was 9 years old when the Indians last won a championship, right? And passed away in 2018. She waited since 1948. I've waited about 40 years. So this, for the people throwing themselves on the cross, can we also be very genuine about that? You can be upset. I'm upset my grandma Blanche never saw another title. Same thing with your grandma. Two of the biggest baseball fans I've ever met in my life. And were the greatest women ever. Would have loved to see a championship. I can't mourn for their 450 years of lost baseball, okay? It's a little disingenuous, guys.
People do it, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Do you hold a vigil for Grampy? Grandpa would have really loved Pete Alonso this year. If only we had signed Pete Alonso, Grampy could have rested contently, but now he's in the seventh circle of hell, roasting. Just mad as hell.
Watching these Gabriel Arias strikeouts every night.
I mean, if Grampy were here right now, he'd have takes about the shift and the new ball. The new ball. That was not great. The new pitch clock. He has some takes politically as well that might not have aged well. Grampy would have some takes right now. I think, like, here's the thing that yesterday reminded me of. Everybody who the only conversation, have one of the conversations is the Dolans. There's no doubt about it. But you got to be willing to have both sides of that conversation, what they do well and what they don't do well, and that's something that people don't want to do. You either want to praise them and say they're the best ownership in Cleveland because they don't fire anybody, or you want to knock them for not spending. Both things are true. But specific to this thing, like, I realized for that segment, I don't know if it's 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%, but of the people who the only conversation they can have about the Dolans, winning a World Series won't be enough. It just won't.
Because, yeah, that's crazy.
Because if you had won a World Series last year, or if you had won a World Series in 2022, the narrative would be you got lucky.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The moving goalpost. No, because they're having success. They're having as much success as you can have. What, do they got the fourth most wins in baseball since 2015, 2016? Like, this is, whether people want to grasp this or not, this is one of the true great baseball markets in all of baseball for baseball guys. This is a haven for dudes who just get to do their job and don't have to deal with impetuous owners. And the reality is, that will never be enough. Winning a World Series will not be enough for the people who just want to see the Dolans gone. It's just not. You'll find a way to cheapen that championship the same way that the people who hated LeBron, but then were kind of grimacing it and putting up with it for 4 years because you were conveniently in the finals for 4 years, who now, it's the same people who moved the goalpost and said he won one championship. It's like, Jack, you had been waiting since 1964 for that championship, I thought, despite being born in 1991. That's not you, by the way. It was another guy. 216-474-0092. Will the Dolans' complaint stop if the Guardians actually won a World Series next year? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say pretty confidently no. Dustin in D.C., what's up, buddy?
Big Nick, little Nick, gentlemen.
He did it again. He did it again.
In fairness, I think it's worse to be you than it is to me.
Probably.
That's fair, I guess. I mean, that's just kind of the story of life. Here's the deal. I don't agree with you, Mr. Wilson, and here's why. Mm. Because nobody's complaining about Dan Gilbert. That's a whole separate entity. That's LeBron. Even when he left, nobody was like barking that the Cavs suck. They're not trying to win. They're not doing this.
They just stopped talking about the Cavs until they got good 4 years later.
Nick, it's fine. Look, the Gardos, here's the deal with those. Like, it's not, I don't think it's something that people are suggesting, like, hey, just go blow a bunch of money. They've actually kind of found out a formula, like, hey, we're just going to keep opening up little windows. We're not going to jump through the window. We're just going to keep opening them up, and that'll keep things going. All right, fantastic. I'd rather be, as a fan, personally, as a Cleveland fan, number one, but if I was going to be a fan of a baseball team, give me the Texas Rangers right now. I'll do what they did 2 years ago, and I'll suffer through whatever the heck it is. Go give me a Corey Seager. Go push through. Get it done. I'd rather have that, Nick, than 13 years or whatever it is, just little small opportunities.
They were in the ALCS last year. They were in the World Series a decade ago. They've been to the ALCS multiple times in the last decade.
They've been to one World Series in 28 years.
That's one more than a fair amount of teams in baseball have been. Like, I understand what you're saying, and that the goal is... What was that, bud?
It's not the Texas Rangers who spend.
By the way, the Texas Rangers don't spend. The Texas Rangers are cutting payroll this offseason because of the same reason the Guardians did last year. And there's talking about, hey, can we unload Simeon or Seager's contract? Because they're cutting payroll while trying to be good.
By the way, they won the World Series MVP.
Would you take being the Tampa Bay Rays?
No.
All right, what about Milwaukee?
Okay, fine.
What about Milwaukee?
This year? Sure.
Dustin, this is the thing, real quick. I'm going to give you a chance to answer. The Rangers are a top 10 market. Dallas is a huge town. There is a lot of money in Dallas, and they're finally coming down off of payroll. And by the way, they've done this multiple times where they've spent and normally haven't won. Think of A-Rod, think of Kevin Brown, think of Juan Gon, although those are like three generations of a team. But my point is, like, Cleveland, Tampa, and Milwaukee, if you are a small market fan in baseball, is as good as it gets. Go spend a decade as a Royals fan, and they've won a World Series in the last 13 years, and it still sucks to beat them outside of that one time they won in 2013.
Nick, that's a fair point, and I understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, there's no salary cap in baseball, so you spend to win. That's how it goes. The Cavaliers won a championship. Dan Gilbert spends. It's a touchy topic. I understand, but
Dustin,
no.
If you want to win, just go spend.
But it's
not that simple. Like, Pittsburgh doesn't spend and they don't win. Cincinnati kind of spends, kind of doesn't spend. Don't win. Like, Cleveland doesn't spend, and all they do is win. All they do, everyone counts them out. Everybody thinks they're not going to win, and all they do is win to a point. But I think this idea that, like, all of a sudden one title is going to change how you feel about the Dolans, no. One title and a $200 million payroll is the only way that will ever, and even then, they better win with that $200 million payroll. You're going to bitch about that one, too. 216-474-0092. Will the Dolans complain, stop, if the Guardians won the World Series next year? And rapping Andy Baskin. Run, tell that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.